There's a tree, every node has a price on it, and I have to pick a root.
Pick any node you like and hang the tree from it. Then look at every path that starts at that root and runs downwards and add up the prices of the nodes along the way.
Every path starting at the root on its own, the root plus one child, the root all the way down to some leaf.
All of them, each one has a total. Take the maximum of those totals, subtract the minimum of those totals, and the difference is what rooting there cost you.
And I want the root where that difference comes out largest.
That is the entire problem.
Then I do the obvious thing. Loop over every node, run a search from each one, keep the maximum and the minimum as I go, remember the best.
Correct and quadratic. The tree is allowed to be enormous.
A search per node, over a tree with a node count to match. Yes, that dies.
So we make it faster, but not yet. First we make it smaller, because the way it is worded is hiding something.
Hiding what?
What is the minimum, out of all those totals from the root?
The stingiest branch, I assume. Whichever chain down to a leaf is cheapest.
Why go down at all?
Because a path has to go somewhere.
The root by itself is a path. It goes nowhere, and it is in the list.
Oh, that is a cheap trick.
And every price is positive, so taking one more step can only make a total bigger.
So the minimum is the root's own price, always, whatever the tree looks like.
Every tree, every root, no exceptions. Nothing about the shape matters.
Half the problem just evaporated.
The half that made it look difficult. What is left is, find the maximum path from the root and subtract the price of the root.
Which still needs the heaviest path under every single node. I am back where I started.
Look at what that subtraction is actually doing. A path from the root is a path in the tree, like any other, and the root is one of its two ends.
And you subtract the price of that end.
So the cost of rooting there is, take a path, add up everything on it, then throw away the price at one end.
Which end?
The end you rooted at, and you are choosing the root, so you are choosing the end.
Then the root is a red herring. The whole thing is, over every path in the tree, add it up, drop one end point, take the maximum.
That is the reformulation. Every root gives you a path with one end thrown away, and every path with one end thrown away gives you a root. Same collection of numbers, seen from two directions.
There is nothing about roots left in it.
Nothing.
I still have to search from everywhere, though, unless this is the rerouting trick. One pass upwards to get the best chain inside each subtree, one pass back down to hand every node whatever is hanging above it.
That works. It is linear. It is a normal thing to write. People ship it.
I hear a but.
You would be computing an answer for every root, and you do not want an answer for every root. You want one number. And to reroute properly, you have to carry the best and the second best chain at every node, so that when you push a value down into a child, you can leave that child's own contribution out of it.
That is the part I always get wrong.
Everyone does. Drop the per root question and none of it is needed.
Go on, then.
Every path in a tree has one node that sits highest. So nail the tree down at some node and walk it. Genuinely, any node. It is only a direction to walk in.
I thought roots were a red herring.
The root in the problem was, this one is scaffolding. It never appears in an answer.
Fine, every path has a top.
And from that top it goes down one branch, and possibly down a second branch as well. So if I stand at each node and ask, what is the best path whose highest point is me, and I take the maximum of that over all nodes, I have covered every path in the tree exactly once.
And to answer it at a node, I ask my children what they have got underneath them.
You do, but one number per child is not enough, and that is where the whole thing turns.
Why not? The best chain hanging under a child is the best chain hanging under a child.
Because of the end you throw away. A path is two chains joined at the top. One of them finishes at the endpoint you keep. The other finishes at the endpoint you drop. Those are different quantities, and a child has no idea which side of the join it is on.
So it reports both.
Every node reports two numbers upwards. The best chain hanging below it with every price counted, and the best chain hanging below it with the far end's price thrown away.
Closed and open.
Call them that.
And at a node, I glue one of each together.
A closed chain from one child, an open chain from a different child, and my own price counted once in the middle. Both ways round, because the thrown away end can be on either side.
And that is the candidate answer with me as the top of the path.
Take the best over all the pairings, and that is what this node contributes. Then you hand your own two numbers up. Your closed chain is your price plus the best closed chain from a child. Your open chain is your price plus the best open chain from a child.
One pass, nothing comes back down.
Nothing comes back down. Every node is visited once, does a little arithmetic per child, and that is the algorithm.
What happens at a leaf?
Its closed chain is its own price, and its open chain is nothing at all. Zero.
Zero because the chain that stops at me, with me thrown away, is empty.
Which is exactly the case of rooting there. That is why it is not a special case.
Most explanations of this insist the thrown away end has to be a leaf.
You can insist on that and stay correct. If you are dropping a node in the middle, you could have kept walking to a leaf and dropped that instead, and everything you pick up on the way is positive.
So the leaf rule is not wrong, just unnecessary.
It is worse than unnecessary. It makes you ask, is this a leaf? And the tempting way to ask is, does this node have no children? Which is the wrong question.
Why is that the wrong question?
Because you nailed the tree down somewhere in order to walk it. The node you nailed it down at has children, so it looks internal. But if it only ever had one neighbor, it is a leaf, and you have just refused to let it be one.
And it quietly returns a smaller answer.
On the trees where that node was the one worth dropping, yes. Whereas if the open chain simply starts at zero everywhere, the leaf question never comes up, and there is nothing to get wrong.
Then I want to say something about this problem. It is rated hard. The only hard part is noticing that a single node counts as a path.
That is fair.
Everything after that is the standard join two chains at the top pattern that turns up in every second tree question.
Also fair. The difficulty is in the wording. It describes a search over roots, and there is no search over roots anywhere in the solution. The statement is the obstacle.
I do enjoy that the answer to which root wins is, do not ask.
You can recover it if you want it. Nothing wants it.
One more, the clean recursive version of this. Does it survive a real input?
Not in every language. A tree is allowed to be one long chain, and a recursive walk down a chain that long runs out of stack. You either raise the limit, or you write the traversal with a stack of your own.
Which is uglier than anything we have discussed.
It is, and it has nothing to do with the problem. It is a tax on the language.
All right, say the whole thing back to me in one breath.
The minimum is always the root, so the cost is the best path from the root minus the root's own price. So the answer is the best path anywhere in the tree with one endpoint's price thrown away. Every node reports a closed chain and an open chain, joins one of each from two different children, and the largest join anywhere in the tree is the answer.
And no rerouting.
And no rerouting.
Good, I liked it better when it was hard.